Kof Dalet Nissen, Monday the 16th of April, Rabbi Yecheskel Grudzinski, the donkey of Pinchas Ben Yair. This week's tow away has been sponsored by Lichvod HaNisurim, Shalom Yecheskel Nemeth and Rina Lewis.
This is Sedra, part of Shmini. A large part of the Sedra discusses different Macholos Hasuros. The mitzvahs of the Isurim of Macholos Hasuros have quite a few inonim and halachas which are specific to them. I'd like to discuss one of them. The Gemara in a number of places, quite a number of places actually, Yevamos, Ksubos, Gittin, three times in Chulin, the Gemara says, it brings a scenario where it seems that one number, Roim or Tanoi, might have come to have done an Avera, and the Gemara, by mistake, and the Gemara says it can't be. It can't be that a Tzaddik should, not knowing the by mistake, come to do an Avera. Why? Hashta behemton shal Tzaddikim, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe tekola al yodam. Even animals of Tzaddikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu make sure that no Avera happens through them. Tzaddikim atzmon lekol shekein. The Tzaddik himself, definitely HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save him from unknowingly being over an Avera. Says the Gemara on Chulin Daf Zayin. The Gemara says, "My behemton shel tzaddikim. What is this behemton shel tzaddikim? Where do we find the animal of a tzaddik who was saved from doing an avera?" Famous story: Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoim was going on the way to Lepidion Shavuyim, Pogavet Ginoi Nahara. He came to a river, the Ginoi, and famously he split it three times. The Gemara says he was even greater than what happened at the Kriyas Yamsuf. And so then he came to a he came to an inn, stayed at night. The innkeeper gave some barley to his donkey. Lo ochal, he didn't eat. He tried to clear. The innkeeper thought, this donkey wants better quality barley. Yeah, he cleaned it. I didn't eat. So Pinchas Ben Yoim said to the innkeeper, the puzzled innkeeper, "What's this spoiled donkey?" He said, "No, there's nothing to do with how clean it is. This, Dilma Loi Ma'asra, maybe you didn't take Trumus Amaisras. Astrinu V'Ochal. Omar, so Pinchas Ben Yoim said to the innkeeper, Ani Azu Hileches Lasos Ritzon Kona. This poor donkey is going to do the Rotzon of Hashem, going to meet to do a mitzvah pidyon shavuim, v'atam achinim oseh tzvolim. You want to be machir tzvolim." So the Gemara goes on to discuss that it was only demai. Really, this was a tevel amam ha'oret, so it's demai, and the different halachas about demai. That is the story of the behemah shel tzaddikim, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved from doing an avera, and that's why the Gemara always asks in all these places if already a behemah of a tzaddik HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves, kol shekein tzaddik himself. Tosfos points out, interesting question, Tosfos is in Chulin Daf Hei and a number of other places also. Tosfos says a similar episode. Tosfos asks a question. On one hand, we find all these places where the Gemara says that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't let a tzaddik unknowingly be over an avera. On the other hand, Tosfos says, I have many examples of different tanoim and amoroim who weren't nichshal an averus. There's a famous case of Rabbi Shmuel who was korah v'hitah. The Gemara in Shabbos says that Rishmol was he was learning on Friday night and he tilted the candle, so he was over on Issa Shabbos. How could it be? But it was over Issa by mistake. How does it fit with this rule that Kosh Baruch Hu doesn't let a tzaddik by mistake be over an avera? And there's a number of other cases. Rabbi Huda ben Tabai, who was he made a mistake in Hilchas Eid Zomim and he killed Eid Zomim, and there's another case of all the Bnei Bobel who miscalculated Yom Kippur, and they came to eat in Yom Kippur. Another Amora who ate before Havdalah. Tosfos goes through quite a few cases where Amorim seem to have been Nishal in Avera. Says Tosfos, his famous Yesod, B'Shem Neri, that this principle, which the Gemara always says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves a tzaddik from Averas, is only by Ma'acholos Hasuros. Since the story of the Pinchas Ben Yoim's donkey was discussing Issa Tevel, which is Issa Achila, so therefore that will be extrapolate from the story of the donkey of Pinchas Ben Yoim, that tzaddikim themselves are also saved from Issurim, is only from Ma'acholos Hasuros. And the Mefarshim explained that Macholos Asuras have are stricter than other Asurim. The Bikvega brings the Maharikash that when you eat the Dava Osir, the Dava Osir becomes part of the guf of the person, and therefore that's a gnai for a tzaddik to be over such an Issa. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu saves them from Macholos Asuras. Now, Tois points out, interestingly, that even things which are Osir to eat, but you can differentiate. Because one of the examples was the Bnei Bovel who confused the day of Yom Kippur and they ate on Yom Kippur, also that they ate. So the Torah says, no, eating on Yom Kippur is not considered Macholos Asuras. The food is kosher. The food is, there's nothing wrong with actual food. It's just that it didn't have a gavra that you mustn't eat it. It's a man issa. But the food itself is not osa. And so too the Amora who ate before Havdalah, there's nothing actually wrong with actual food. Right, so just because the issa involves achila won't save the tzaddik. He's only guaranteed not to be over machalas asuras if the actual food is otel shel issa. There's actually an interesting question to do with this, a famous question that they ask in Tosfos, that through the Pesach the Be'er Heitev brings down the Siman Tov line that a haftocha from the Arizal. The Arizal said that anyone who's nizhar mimashu chometz on Pesach, anyone who's nizhar mimashu chometz on Pesach, moves to kolosh lo yechto kol hashana. If someone is nizhar from mimashu chometz on Pesach, he's moved to kolosh. He's got a promise of the Arizal. He will not sin the whole year. So they ask a question like this. Ah, so what's Tosis help? Tosis has said that Kosh Baruch Hu saves tzaddikim only from achol asuras, but not from all other averus. So if so, when it comes to Pesach, he'll definitely be saved from eating any chametz, because that's Macholos Asuras. Once he didn't eat Macholos Asuras, then he didn't eat any chametz on Pesach, now he has a haftach of the Arizal, Muftach Roshul Yechta Kalashonah. The Arizal never differentiated between Macholos Asuras and other Averis. He says, Muftach Roshul Yechta Kalashonah. So every Hatzolon Latzadikim of the Gemara will automatically trigger the haftach of the Arizal. It's an interesting question, which I thought was a bit one of these interesting questions, but I found the Shoreh Meshiv deals with it, and the Munkat Sharov, and if we have time, maybe we'll discuss it at the end. But that's not our main basic tonight, today. There's two kashas on Tosfos, which I saw as a Chasam Sofer. I actually found a Chasam Sofer asked these two kashas. Again, Tosfos says that the principle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves the Tzaddik from doing an Avera is restricted to Macholos Asuras. The first question is from a Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Chayesara. There's a pasuk there when Eliezer came with the camels of Avram, and the pasuk says he came to Bethuel's house. It's an interesting word there. Vayfatach hagemalim. So Rashi already brings that's the first Mat Omar in Medrash Rabbah. Hit is a mehem. He undid their muzzles. Why were one of Avinu's camels going around muzzled? Because he was scared they would eat from a field which didn't belong to them. Oh, so Rav Huna and Rav Yimya shal Rav Chiya Barabba. So Rav Huna and Rav Yimya, they asked Rav Chiya Barabba, Lo hoyu gemalov shel Avram Avinu doimim lechamor shel Pinchas ben Yoyeh? Why was it necessary to muzzle the camels of Avram Avinu? Were they on a lesser level than the chamor of Pinchas ben Yoyeh? And the chamor of Pinchas ben Yoyeh, the Gemara brings a similar story, but basically the same end product that the Pirkas Pinoy donkey refused to eat the Demai, the Tevel. So therefore the Medrash Rabbah holds that there's no reason for Avraham Avinu to have to muzzle his animals. And in fact, the Ramban al-Torah he argues in Rashi. Rashi says that Fatach HaGemala means he untied their muzzles. Says the Ramban, no, if you look in the Medrash Rabbah, you'll see the Medrash Rabbah is not happy with this Peshat and Fatach HaGemala, because there would be no need for Avraham Avinu, the camels to be muzzled, because they definitely would not eat from Gezel. There's different answers for Rashi, we're not going into that now. The kasha is that, according to Tosis, that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves Tzadikim from Michal, and the Pinchas Ben Yoyeh donkey was from Macholos Asuras, that all applies to the Issa of Tevel, or Demai, which that was the story of Pinchas Ben Yoyeh. Whereas the camels of Avraham Avinu, what was the Issa? The Issa was Issa Gezel. Issa Gezel is not Macholos Asuras. Again, it might involve an act of eating, but we said already from Tosfos that even an act of eating also the Tzaddik's not saved from. Right? That if you eat on Yom Kippur, it can happen. He's not promised that he's going to be saved from eating on Yom Kippur. Eating of gezel, he should not be say. He should not. He had no havtachen of hashtab hemlosh tzadikim eikos brochim of the kol al yodam. So how can the medrash compare Reb Pinchas ben Yoyah's donkey to Avraham Avinu's camels? L'chayra, Reb Pinchas ben Yoyah's donkeys were macholos asuras, and Avraham Avinu's donkeys were not macholos asuras. That's one question Chasam Sofer asked. And another question: there's another chamor, a lesser known chamor of Reb Yosi the Minyukras. The Gemara in Tanis, the Chof Dalet, brings a donkey of Reb Yosi the Minyukras, who this donkey. Reb Yosi ben Yukras would rent him out for the day, hire him out for the day, and whoever rented out the donkey would put the amount of money on top of the donkey, and if it was too much, he wouldn't go. Right? He'd only go home, and once the fellow who left his shoes on or something, and the donkey refused to move, because he didn't want to bring extra money to Reb Yosi ben Yukras. So says the Chum Sofer, here again, we have a donkey, being also it's only Issa Gezel involved, no eating involved there at all. And then Kosh Baruch Hu, say the behemoth of tzaddikim from Mishael. Oh, these are the two kashas that the Chasam Sofer asks. So, I would like to explain this. That's poshut. That's definitely the pashut. So it's not like the donkey itself. You know, looked around and says, "Oh, there's tevel here," and started working out and. Right, and all the lomdas. But pshat is, as the Gemara says, Hashta behemtan shal tzadikim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, min HaShemayim, they save the Hema from Isurim, and they save the Tzadik from Isurim. But Nechor, you can clear Hakira like this. Who's chus with it? Who are we trying to save? Reb Pinchas ben Yoyah's donkey didn't want to eat from the teva. Who's chus was it? Who are we trying to save here? Was it Reb Pinchas ben Yoyah's chus? That means it's an issa for owner of an animal to be machil with him with my, right? So if his animal would eat, if his donkey would eat my, so Reb Pinchas ben Yoyah would come out to be over issa of feeding his behemoth my. Is and so we're trying to save Reb Pinchas ben Yoyah from the issa of being machil his behemoth? Or no, it was the donkey himself. Which sounds interesting, but we'll see soon. The donkey itself was on a high level. You see, the Shlomo speaks about how even a non-human the animals and stones, whatever, can get a kedusha. So the animal was on such a level that it would be wrong for the animal to be involved in a ma'isa issa. But it was the kedusha of the donkey, it was the mind of the donkey which saved him, which arranged that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would save him from issa. Those are the two tzadim. The Maharsha says quite clearly that it was the tzad of Pinchas ben Yoyah. Lo shenei min haShemayim monu habehema lechol shelo yiyah b'achilos hatakol lebailo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped the animal eating in order there shouldn't be a takola lebailo. And the Torah Tzchaim also in Chulin also says very, very clearly that it was Reb Pinchas ben Yoyah's zechus. And he goes through all the other animals in Shas, a few cases there, let's say the famous the power of Eliyahu Novi in Bahar Carmel, who the cow didn't want to go to the priests of the Baal. And he says, no, it doesn't mean that the power itself didn't want to go. It all means that Min HaShemayim, they stopped it going as if it didn't want to go. He goes to all the different animals. Definitely the animal itself, we're not interested in the animal itself. There's no mile in the animal itself. That is what the Hamashon and Torah Tzchaim learn. But L'chora, you could bring a number of proofs that it was Mitzad, the donkey itself. First of all, there's a Gemara in Shabbos. The famous Gemara in Shabbos, Taf Kuf Yud Beis. The Gemara says, famous Gemara, Rav Zera, Im harishonim kemalochim, Onu kubnei Adam. If the earlier generations, if they were on the level of Malachim, then we are only human beings. Ve'im harishonim kibnei Adam. If the earlier generations were bnei Adam, then Onu kechamorim. Then we compare the chamorim. Ve'lo kechamorim shel Pinchas ben Yoyah. We're not even on the level of Pinchas ben Yoyah. And the one explained, but the Rishonim said that the Bzeir himself, by mistake, once ate food, dates of Dmai. And that's when he said to himself this statement. When he realized that he'd eaten my, which even the donkey of Pinchas ben Yoyah, he said, you know what, I'm not even on the level of the donkey of Pinchas ben Yoyah. So L'chaira, if you learn that, like the first Tzad, that the Maila was out of Pinchas ben Yoyah, what does it mean I'm not on the level of the donkey of Pinchas ben Yoyah? The Pinchas ben Yoyah's donkey is not on any level. He's not on any level of Kedusha. It's all... The donkey is not on any level. Reb Pinchas ben Yoyah was a great tzaddik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him from the issa of feeding his behemoth mai. But why is the Bzeira saying, I'm not a donkey of Pinchas ben Yoyah? The donkey of Pinchas ben Yoyah has got no yichus. Well, what's he looking at him? And you have also there's a lashon of Avos Dernostim, which brings a similar story, very similar story. This Chamor Chaim Ben Doisa, and it says Kishem Shasadikim Rishonim Hoyu Chasidim Kach Behemton Hoyu Chasidos. That's what the lashon of the Avos Dernostim has. Sorry. Yeah, but it's neged the Ratzon Hashem that the fruit that tevel should be eaten by an animal. Right, he's not a Ba'asura, but
Akash Baruch Hu. So it's only because of this Balabos.
Akash Baruch Hu wants Tevel to have Truma taken from it. The Torah wants the Tevel to have Truma taken from it and be given to the Kohen. It's not the tachas of the food, the correct tachas of the food in the world. I know, it is an interesting tzav, this tzav. But if you look also in the Bnei Yoda in Chulin, he also, it says very clearly, he brings from Arizal, this donkey was a Gilgal of Yishmael, and he goes Barichas there, that this, it was at a very, very high level, this donkey, and if you look there, maybe you can understand it all. Anyways, so, oh.
Donkey, is that a donkey that we're not familiar with, it's food or anything?
Oh, well, we'll get there, very good. Oh. Right, we'll go there, okay, with it. Okay. So we want to bring a ride like this. That Tosfos himself, we just mentioned that Tosfos says, differentiates, that what Kosh Baruch Hu saves the Behemoth Tzadikim and Tzadikim is only from Macholos Hasuras. And we brought from Rekiv Eger that Pshat is that it's a Gnai for a Tzadik, for a Mach of Issa to become part of his Guf. L'chayra, that in itself is a Hechruch that there was a whole Hatzolah was Mitzad a donkey. That means, if the Hatzolah was Mitzad a Pinchas Ben Yoyeh to save him from the Issa of being Machil is Behemoth Mai, being machil behemoth d'mai, you're not eating anything. You're feeding your animal d'mai. Nothing is going into your guf. Nothing happening to you. So if the hatar was mitzad of pinuchas ben yoyeh, then there's no connection here to macholas asuras. It's not isav macholas asuras. Pinuchas ben yoyeh isav was to feed your animal. Feeding your animal is not isav macholas asuras. And we said from Mikveh Eger, the whole the problem of macholas asuras is that it goes into your guf. Here it's not going into your guf. It's going to your animal's guf. Elamai lechayra from the fact that Tosfos says that the hatzolah here was Akash Baruch Hu only matzah macholas asuras lechayra is muchach like the second side that we said like the Ben Yodah side that it was some ma'ilim mitzad the chamor. The chamor was at such a level that Akash Baruch Hu wants to say that from the chamor from being involved in any issa, and since the animal was eating tevel, that's considered that Akash Baruch Hu saving the animal from macholas asuras. That's one Likuda where you see quite clearly that it's to do with an animal. The second place is Likuda that the whole Yisod that we brought that the Gemara extrapolates from the Chamor of Pinchas Ben Yoyeh. If already the Behema of Pinchas Ben Yoyeh, Gosh Baruch Hu saves from Issa, so to all the Tzaddikim around Shas, Gapi saved from Issa. That too Likuda only works if it's the Hatzolah was mitzad the Chamor. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved the Pinchas Ben Yoyeh from the issa of feeding his behemah d'mai, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something for a Pinchas Ben Yoyeh. You can't put your raya from a Pinchas Ben Yoyeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved a Pinchas Ben Yoyeh from the issa to all the other tanoim, namoraim, however big tzaddikim they were, but you can't necessarily say HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved a Pinchas Ben Yoyeh from the issa. They'll save all the other tanoim, namoraim from the issa. The whole raya the Gemara was has to behem tam shal tzaddikim. If ready behemah tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring a tekola. So to all other tzaddikim. That's only good if the Hatzolah was Akash Baruch Hu's arranging things to save the Chamor. So you can say, if we're the Chamor Pinchas Ben Yoyeh, definitely all these Tzaddikim and Amoraim were on a high level in the Chamor Pinchas Ben Yoyeh. We brought from Zera said that Amoraim were there of the Chamor. Right? But if the minor would have been out, if the whole Hatzolah would have been out of Pinchas Ben Yoyeh himself, then the Chamor, you can't extrapolate from that Akash Baruch Hu is going to save every other Tana and Amora. So it comes out, according to these last two things, that there's two nafkimnas between the sodom. Again, we establish there's two sodom here. Is the Hatzolah Matad R' Pinchas Ben Yoyeh? Or is the Hatzolah Matad the Chamor of him eating Tevel? And we say there's two nafkimnas. If the Hatzolah was Matad R' Pinchas Ben Yoyeh, then it's Lav Dafka Macholos Hasuras. It's not like Machlas Asuras because the Pinchas Ben Yoyeh wasn't eating anything; he was just feeding his animal. On the other hand, if it was the Hatzolah was the Pinchas Ben Yoyeh, then you can't bring a ra, you can't ask kashas from any other Tana Namoira. That's the concept of the Pinchas Ben Yoyeh. But if the Hatzolah was the Chamor, then you can bring a raya to all other Tanam Namoroim, but then you can restrict it to Machlas Asuras. So we'd like to suggest that Tosis always knew. There's a medrash here, which the medrash says that Kosh Baruch Hu saves the Pinchas Ben Yoyeh's chamor from demise, on Tevel, so he'll also say, I'm reading with camels from Gezel. And you're right, the Medrash Taka holds that that we're not restricted to Macholos Asuras, because the Medrash sells to Gezel. But so it's understood that there's a Machlokes over here between the Medrash and the Talmud Bavli, these two Sodom. And maybe we can explain it like this. There's a slightly different story. The story in the Medrash is a slightly different story to the story in the Bavli. The story in the Bavli is, as we explained, he came to an inn, and the innkeeper was the one who fed the animal the food. It had nothing to do with the Pinchas Ben Yoyim. So therefore, Tosafot understood from that, or the Gemara understood from that, that if the innkeeper is feeding the food, that's something to do with the Pinchas Ben Yoyim. The innkeeper is Amar Oretz, he's the one who hasn't taken the mitzvah, we're probably not saving him. So then, the Hatzala must have been inside the Chamor. The Talmud Bavli understood that the Hatzala was inside the Chamor because there's no one else involved over here. Pinchas Ben Yoyim wasn't doing the feeding at all, and the innkeeper, he's definitely the Hatzala not going to be inside him. Whereas the Medrash is a different story. The Medrash is a story where the Pinchas Ben Yoyim asked his family members to feed the Chamor. So that already the Medrash could have understood. We don't see anything mitzad the Chamor over there. He's giving his family members. So he asked his family to feed the animals. So that means that's called it. He's feeding them. So the Medrash understood. We don't see anything mitzad the Chamor over here. This is the Pinchas Ben Yoyim. We're saying the Pinchas Ben Yoyim, right? So therefore the Chesmen goes like this. The Bavli holds that the whole Hatzolah was mitzad the Chamor. If the Hatzolah was mitzad the Chamor, then first of all the Bavli can always go around asking all these different places in Shas that we can save this. If Rabbi Chochah save the Chamor, definitely you should save all these tzaddikim. You see the Pinchas Ben Yoyim. Because the donkey was saved, definitely all the tzaddikim should be saved. But on that, Tosafot can say, you're right. We can take out from Pinchas Ben Yoyim donkey that whoever every other tzaddik should be saved. But since it's only the donkey, we can restrict it to Macholos Asuras because the donkey himself is only eating Macholos. So the donkey himself is only eating Macholos Asuras. So that's why it's true that Tosafot can ask the kasha the Gemara can always say that if a Pinchas Ben Yoyim donkey was saved, who are the all other tzaddikim should be saved? But we can restrict it to Macholos Asuras. Whereas the Medrash, which learned that the whole Hatzolah was not mitzad the donkey itself, the Medrash learned, we said because his family members were giving it to eat the Hatzolah. So Pinchas Ben Yoyim is effectively feeding his donkey. So the Medrash learned the Hatzolah was mitzad the Pinchas Ben Yoyim. If the Hatzolah was mitzad the Pinchas Ben Yoyim, then it's true that it's not a Issa Macholos Asuras. And we can ask Kashrus Avraham Avinu's donkeys. But you cannot ask. It's not restricted to Macholos Asuras, and you can tell to other Isurim like Gezer and the like. But Tosafot would never be able. Would never ask the Medrash. Tosafot would never have been bothered in the Medrash from every Tzaddik. You're right, the Medrash learned that the behemoth of Tzaddikim here was not restricted to Macholos Asuras and would apply equally to other Isurim. But on the Medrash you can't ask. What about all the other tzaddikim that Tosafot brings down? Rishmol, who tilted the light, and Ben Tabai, who killed Edomim, and the fellow Etim Kippur. You can't ask all the tzaddikim because as Kamo, the Medrash learns that that we were saving Pinchas Ben Yoyim himself. Then you can't. Maybe that's Pinchas Ben Yoyim we're going to save. We're not going to save all the other Namarim. What the Medrash does ask? Well, Avraham Avinu. It can't be that Avraham Avinu's animals should be less. Akash Baruch should be less concerned about them than Pinchas Ben Yoyim's animals. I don't know, the Medrash could be safe, but was at a higher level than Pinchas Ben Yoyim. But we cannot ask from every other animal, every other tzaddik in Shas. So maybe that's a bit of the to be mazbeh. I mean, Tosafot also agreed there was a machlok, because here he had a structure to it and a havana to it. And coming back to the other kasha, the other chamor, basically the menyukras, the Chacham Sofer also said that the Chamor, the basic menu class, you also see that we're saved from Isurim which are not Macholos Asuras, because he didn't move without the incorrect amount of money on his back. That also we can say that the Hatzolah wasn't mitzad the Chamor. There the Hatzolah was not to Machshir basic menu class in Gezel. The Hatzolah was mitzad the owner. So the Tosafot also agrees that Akash Baruch Hu might save a specific tzaddik from Isurim other than Gezel, but we just can't extrapolate from that to every tzaddik. The Gemara can't save from that just because the Beis Menuchas was saved from Isur Gezel, it wasn't every other tzaddik. In actual fact, the Maharsham.
What about the case of the animal that didn't want to work for Shabbos where he put the Bayer Goy and he did the fetch?
He didn't want to work. Okay, that's a slightly different case. There was no Isurim at all. I'm not really sure. Yes, that's. So someone said over there, they were just making Kiddush Hashem. There was nothing to do with that. They're also nothing to do with the animal. I don't know. There it sounds like it's a completely different case. Then there really was no Isurim. He was just used to, I don't know, there he was just in his habit of not working on the seventh day. Sorry?
Maybe
that's what it is. So I just want to say something about the Marshal in Tanis on the Chamorim, basically Ben Yukras, he asks, why do the Shas always make a fuss of the Chamorim Pinchas Ben Yoyim? Everyone always knows the Chamorim Pinchas Ben Yoyim. No one's ever heard the Chamorim basically Ben Yukras. Well, what's happened to him? Why is he not achieved any fame? Right? And he blives fair. So Kortum is saying, no, it could be that... That the Chamorim the Beis Ben Yukras had absolutely no maila to him. That was all the time the Beis Ben Yukras. There was no yichus in the Chamorim, there was a yichus in the Beis Ben Yukras. Right? Whereas the Chamorim Pinchas Ben Yoyim that the Bavli held had reached a high level where Kadosh Baruch Hu would actually save the Chamorim. Right. Just another few minutes, I mentioned the Kasha, if you have that talk about Rizal, that should defeat the whole Tosfos, because as coming in the midst of Macholas Asuras, then you won't eat any chametz on Pesach, and once you eat chametz on Pesach, you have that talk about Rizal, you won't do any chet the whole year. So I saw someone wants to say that Rishmol Shekorah V'Hitah was a Shabbos which was on the Teals of the Light, was a Shabbos on Pesach. So this year's Haftokha hadn't started yet, and last year's Haftokha had expired already. That's what someone wants to say. This is a very clever term for Bishmal, but it won't answer all the other cases. Just the most fascinating thing, I was looking up, where's the source for this question? Who asked this question? And it's three different people, and the most remarkable thing, they were all women. Fascinating. And one of them was a mother of Rabbi Akiva Eger, Maras Gittel she was called, and there's a sefer which was actually brought out in the times of Rabbi Kreger called Sichos Chulin Shel Chamidei Chachamim, and he very interesting sefer, and he brings it from the mother of Rabbi Kreger, this question. Rabbi Kreger was a little boy, 6 years old, and he heard the question and he said the whole answer. The second woman who answered this was a woman called Bela. She was the daughter of Itzchak Hamburger. Rabbi Itzchak Hamburger was a Mechutin Nod Yehuda. He was one of the heads of the Vaad Abba Rotzes. And the Munkash Arav brings from that he had this question for shame this Bela. She was a big Tamil Chachamah, and she was actually the mother of the Ropshitza. Fascinating. And the third woman is the most interesting of all of them. She was actually a sister of this Itzchak Hamburger, and the Sholem Eshet brings a kasha from her. She was also a very big Tamil Chachamah. She's actually quoted in this week's Sedra. She was a cousin of the Haflor. They were all Mishpachas Horovitz, with the Choshev Mishpacha. So this sister of Itzchak Hamburger, she was a cousin of the Haflor, and he quotes her in this week's Sedra in Ponim Yafet Al Torah. He actually quotes Bas Doidi in the Pasuk Krav Al Mizbeach. He quotes a vault from her, because they were cousins. And her name, interesting enough, was Sara Rivka Rochel Leo, and she composed a number of tchinas in the Kol Mincha Seder. They're called Tchinas Oymohois, which literally means a tefillah for the mother, but it's also a reference to her name, which was Sara Rivka Rochel Leo. And just one story with her: she was once at Chasna, she was darshaning away with her Divrei Torah, and one of the rabbonim said, "You know, enough already. You know, it's Indian to say a mufa the b'dichas before you start learning. Maybe let's hear something not Torah from you." So she says, "No, you're making a big mistake. The Indian of a mufa the b'dichas is because Torah's got such kedusha that we're scared that the Zohar and Sitra Achra will try and get involved." So we start with the Musa the Dichasa in order to decoy the Yitzhara, to fool the Yitzhara that you're not going to speak Torah. She said, but that's about all by a man. A man has got a mitzvah of Torah, so his Torah's got a Kedusha, so he's scared of Yitzhara, we have to start with the Musa the Dichasa. When I'm a woman, my Torah's got no Kedusha, I've got no Musa the Dichasa. And she said, that's Pshat Eish Eschayil, it says, the whole thing of Eish Eschayil about women, and it says, Pia Poscha B'Chochma. Because she can start straight away. She can start with Chachma. Why? Because Sarah's Chesed Adoshenim. Because her Torah has got no mitzvah, it's only Chesed. So we don't have time for the answers, but the even the ones who ask the questions, interesting enough. Good.